This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the celebration of Wycliffe Bible Translator's 700th translation release. That story right after this short message.
The hypocrisy on the left is astounding. They are so desperate to criticize President Trump that even this worldwide pandemic, they attempt to belittle him and blame him for the crisis. In my book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, I go into detail about how I think history will remember our 45th president. History has shown that Winston Churchill was the right man at the right time, yet he was not a popular leader in his day. He was described with some of the same words people have used to describe President Trump: ruthless, unstable, unsound, and embarrassment, to name a few. But the way the world now looks at Winston Churchill is how I believe history will remember Donald Trump. It was said of Churchill, "Thank God for a leader like Churchill. He was not polite or polished, but he was used to save many lives in a time of war." America, we're at war with an invisible enemy. I thank God Donald Trump is our president. Go to GodTrump2020.com and learn more.
In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave us the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One of the major challenges to that has always been the language barrier. People have been translating the Bible into every language that they can for centuries, and the Wycliffe Bible Translators Organization is now celebrating that they have now fully translated the Bible into 700 languages. The newly translated Bibles in Mexico, Malawi, and Nigeria are a new milestone in its mission to enable all people to read or hear God's Word in their language, says Wycliffe. Translation work is still underway in 2,617 languages, but they estimate that potentially 5.7 billion people now have access to the complete Old and New Testaments in a language they understand best. In Mexico, one person who attended the July launch of the new Huichol language Bible said that, "We are happy that we now have the complete Bible." In Malawi, the Lomwe people excitedly embraced the new Elamwe Bible. Senior Chief Nazombe commented that, "I am grateful to God that I can witness this in my lifetime." Executive Director of Wycliffe Bible Translators James Poole says, "This is such exciting news and represents the tremendous work that Bible translators are doing across the world. Every time we hear of the Bible being translated into another language, we know that means for the first time the people in that language group can fully access the complete picture of God's story." Matthias Gerner, a professor of linguistics, has documented the explosive growth of worldwide Bible translation since the beginning of the 20th century, primarily accomplished through technological invention. Gerner explained in 2016 that the number of languages into which scriptures have been translated quintupled in the last 100 years, numbering 2,850 in 2013, compared to 572 in 1914. He has cautiously predicted that by 2031, the Bible will have been translated into every native language. As Wycliffe and other Bible translators work on expanding the Bible's reach into new languages, we can look at another promise of Jesus from Matthew 24:14, that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. At the current rate of Bible translation work, the Word of God will soon be available to the ends of the earth. Let's be ready and committed to share the good news of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit with everyone, from our families to the far reaches. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.